Over the past 16 years, presidents and prime ministers have come and gone, but Angela Merkel has remained in power, often the only woman in the room and frequently the voice of reason, even in the most challenging circumstances. A pastor's daughter, raised in East Germany, she obtained a doctorate in quantum chemistry. After the fall of the Berlin Wall, her life in politics began. Despite first winning a seat in the Bundestag in 1990, she still considers herself a political outsider. Ralph Bollmann is Merkel's biographer.
She is not so much interested in the glamour of external glamour of power, and that's a big advantage, of course. She doesn't look for the success, for the short-term success, but for the success on the long run.
To many, the key moment of her time in office was her decision to accept almost a million migrants at the height of the 2015 refugee crisis. Facing significant criticism, she famously told the country, "We'll manage this."
I have to say, quite honestly, if we now start having to apologise, even for showing a friendly face in emergency situations, then this is not my country.
Khalid Kayali travelled to Germany from Syria via the Balkan route at the end of 2015. He has now settled in Berlin, earning a master's degree.
Angela Merkel opened the borders for refugees, but each individual of us has a different story, and like giving the chance to all of us to establish a new life is something I really appreciate.
While Mrs. Merkel's decision was praised by humanitarian groups and those who managed to escape Syria's civil war, it also fueled a dramatic rise in support for the populist right. The Alternative for Deutschland party capitalised on anti-immigration sentiment. Heike Heinfeld is a candidate for the AfD.
The fact that the AfD came into being at all has essentially to do with Angela Merkel's politics. You could say she was a kind of obstetrician. People come into the country uncontrolled, but to put it bluntly, Angela Merkel brought Germany to the brink.
Mrs. Merkel's many defenders think that's nonsense. After the AfD led a Merkel Must Go campaign, Tina Skullamer started a viral Merkel Must Stay petition.
I'm not your typical conservative voter, but still she had some personal traits that I find very appealing in a leader. She's so calm, she's very intelligent, and she's a scientist.
It's often said that German voters value stability above all else when it comes to politics, and that might go some way to explaining why, after 16 years in office, Angela Merkel's personal approval rating is far higher than any of the candidates trying to replace her. But over the years, she has faced some criticism for lacking a bold vision for Germany's future. Dr. Sven Hutter is a political analyst.
I think it's not that we have not seen change in this country, but it has often been reactive change. I mean, she survived all these crises, but I'm not so sure how we will remember her legacy in, let's say, two decades.
But even her critics agree her departure leaves a void at the European Union. Her interventions were pivotal in the bloc's response to issues like the Eurozone crisis and Brexit. Georgina Wright is a Europe analyst for the Institut Montaigne.
Angela Merkel was that person that managed to build consensus, to get all EU countries to agree to a particular position. She was that person who was able, through her relationships, through her experience, bring EU countries together. And the question is, who will be able to do that once she's no longer there?
Soon the battles of Brussels will no longer be her concern. Retirement beckons for Mrs. Merkel. Her biographer thinks history will be kind to her.
In this struggles of the future to come, many people will think that those 16 years of Angela Merkel have been the age of stability and of wealth, of a good life. And that will be, I think that will be the memory of Angela Merkel.
A famously private leader will soon return to private life, content to let others determine her legacy. In Berlin, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.